أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. هو الذي خلق السماوات والأرض في ستة أيام ثم استوى على العرش يعلم ما يلج في الأرض وما يخرج منها وما ينزل من السماء وما يعرج فيها وهو معكم أينما كنتم والله بما تعملون بصير. They tell the beginning of Surah Hadid, the last surah of 27th Supara, and the beginning ayats Allah Ta'ala explained we should read the tasbih, the purification, that how pure Allah Ta'ala is, and Allah gave different aspects of His qualities, of His greatness. Further, Allah Ta'ala says with regard to the same, وَالَّذِي خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ فِي سِتَّةِ أَيَّامٍ. وَهِي هَي جِسْنِ بَنَائِ آسْمَانُ وَرْزَمِينَ 6 days مَنْ. It is only He, Allah, who has created the heavens, the skies and the earth in 6 days. And as explained previously, that each day with what things Allah Ta'ala had created. And Allah Ta'ala completed His creation in 6 days. ثُمَّ اسْتَوَى عَلَى الْأَرْشِ. Then Allah Ta'ala established Himself on His throne. The true meaning of this is only known to Allah Ta'ala. But just like when a kingdom is established, it does not mean the king sits on the throne all the time. So Allah Ta'ala He knows in which meaning. And we leave it to that, and we accept that Allah established Himself on the throne. How Allah Ta'ala knows for Himself. However, it definitely is not that Allah Ta'ala is like in human form and Allah is sitting on the throne. Na'uzu billah, Allah Ta'ala has laysa kamithlihi shay. There is nothing that is like Allah Ta'ala. So we cannot imagine also, we understand and we accept. Allah Ta'ala further is that being يَعْلَمُ مَا يَلِجُ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَمَا يَخْرُجُ مِنْهَا. جانتا ہے جو اندر جاتا ہے زمین کے اور جو اس سے نکلتا ہے. Allah is that being, He alone knows everything that goes into the earth, like seeds which have been put into the earth. Each and every seed, directly and personally Allah Ta'ala knows about it. Like all minerals, iron, gold, silver, platinum, which is also buried in the earth, at the bottom of the earth. All these things Allah Ta'ala knows. And Allah knows its condition and its changes. And it is not only the knowledge, but Allah has got full control over each and everything. We should try and understand, and we cannot fathom Allah Ta'ala fully. As Judge Akbar Allahabadi said, "Tu mere dil mein aata hai, mere samajh mein nahi aata." I believe in you, O Allah, as you are, but I cannot fathom you with my brains and my mind. Main jaan gaya, yahi teri pehchaan hai. From this I understood, this is your, to understand you, to realize you, and to have the ma'rifat of Allah, that He is beyond the brains of all human beings together. We cannot imagine how great Allah Ta'ala is. So everything which is beneath the earth, Allah Ta'ala knows perfectly of that. وَمَا يَخْرُجُ مِنْهَا اور جو اسے نکلتا ہے. And that which comes out from the earth, that also Allah Ta'ala knows. When, where, what, how, Allah Ta'ala knows. That seed, when it splits apart, and the shoot comes out from the earth, and then it grows, how it is growing. Every mealy plant, not a crop, but every mealy plant, Allah Ta'ala knows the full details of it. Of everything what is in the earth, and what comes out from the earth. وَمَا يَنزِلُ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ وَمَا يَعْرُجُ فِيهَا. اور جو کچھ اترتا ہے آسمان سے اور جو کچھ اس میں چڑھتا ہے. And Allah knows all that which comes down from the skies. Like the rain comes down from the skies, Allah is fully aware, not only of one drop, but the details of the drop also Allah Ta'ala knows. And Allah, it is in the by the command of Allah and in the knowledge of Allah that where it's going to rain, how much it's going to rain, for how long it's going to rain, what kind of rains there will be, whether it will be a thunderstorm, whether it will be a light shower. All this is fully only in the knowledge of Allah. Fortunate are those people who have this yaqeen and belief in Allah Ta'ala, that how great is Allah Ta'ala, and Allah Ta'ala, we cannot fathom Him completely. As Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ma arafnaka haqqa ma'rifatik wa kama qala." We haven't understood you. We haven't understood you as you are. Allah is beyond human comprehension. And also what comes down from the skies, the malaika that are coming down with the orders of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, that what is going to be happening, what is decided for this country, for this place, for this person, for everything, and they are coming down with that orders, Allah is fully aware of that system. Not like a manager sitting in his office and he's got his screen and he's watching, but he can't be watching everything all the time. Allah is the only one who knows and controls everything all the time. وَمَا يَعْرُجُ فِيهَا وَرْجُوا اسْمِ جَرْدَهِ. And those things that go up to, from the earth to the skies, only Allah Ta'ala knows. And that is the a'mal of man. Each and every person, each and every second, what he's doing, these a'mal are being taken up to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala by the malaika. And Allah Ta'ala is fully aware of all that. Allah is not in need of that report. But this is the system of Allah, that the malaika take up that report. And Allah is fully aware of that. وَهُوَ مَعَاكُمْ أَيْنَ مَا كُنْتُمْ اور وہ تمہارے ساتھ ہے جہاں کہیں تم ہو. And He is with you wherever you may be. The Qudrat of Allah, the knowledge of Allah is with you wherever you may be. Allah is with you. وَاللَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ بَصِيرٌ. اور اللہ جو تم کرتے ہو اس کو دیکھتا ہے. And whatever you are doing, Allah is watching. Whether it is the middle of the night, whether it is in the bright light of the sun, whether it is completely hidden you are doing something in public, Allah is fully aware of all that what you do. Allah is watching all the time. لَهُ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. اسی کے لئے ہے راج آسمانوں کا اور زمین کا. It is only the sovereignty and kingdom of Allah alone that is in all the skies and heavens and on all the earth everywhere. وَإِلَى اللَّهِ تُرُجِعُ الْأُمُورِ. اور اللہ ہی تک پہنچتے ہیں سب کام. And all matters will end with Allah Ta'ala. Each one will return to Allah Ta'ala. Yeah, in this world, a person does something wrong and he hopes that he doesn't get caught. And many times he doesn't get caught also. But by Allah Ta'ala, everyone will have to go and report. And Allah will question, except who Allah absolves of it, for which we should make a dua, Allahumma hasibna hisabi yaseera. Oh Allah, make our accountability very easy. That Allah does not check it also. Allah says, just go, pass. You have succeeded. Otherwise, every small detail a person will have to answer. From the time he became matured till the time he leaves this world, for everything, from where he earned, how he spent that money, how he earned it, how he spent his life, every moment he will have to answer. And we cannot imagine. Yeah, if we have to be just taken in by a small interrogation, just the manager calls us in to interrogate us, we know we start sweating. And if the police have to interrogate, or the tax man has to interrogate, we know what our condition will become, even if we just think about it. Yeah, Allah Ta'ala, who is more than and above all this, He will be, a person will end up there finally by Allah Ta'ala. يُولِجُ اللَّيْلَ فِي النَّهَارِ وَيُولِجُ النَّهَارَ فِي اللَّيْلِ. داخل کرتا ہے رات کو دن میں. Allah makes the night enter into the day. That is in winter. The night goes into the day. It takes some hours of the day and the night becomes longer. وَيُولِجُ النَّهَارَ فِي اللَّيْلِ. اور داخل کرتا ہے دن کو رات میں. And in summer, Allah Ta'ala makes the day go into the night. And the days become long and the days become short. And during the day, it is Allah alone who makes the sun shine and we have light. And at night, it is Allah alone, His system, that it becomes dark and the sun has set, and all the forces of the world together cannot change one split moment of that system of Allah Ta'ala. With all the technology and science, and we want to make it equal 12 hours in the whole world all the time, we cannot do it. We want one season throughout the world, we cannot do it. It is Allah alone. It's very important that we gain the ma'rifat, recognition of Allah. We believe in Him and with a strong conviction. Otherwise, today, with our setup as it is, we don't think about it. We just take it as natural things. Summer, the days are long, winter, the nights are long. We never think Allah is the doer of this. That there is day during, light during the day, darkness during the night. We have to have an imani environment where we can realize this all the time, and we truly and correctly attribute it only to Allah Ta'ala. وَهُوَ عَلِيمٌ بِذَاتِ الصُّدُورِ. Or usi ko khabar hai jiyo ki baat. And Allah alone knows what is in the hearts of people, what a person thinks, whatever he does, what is the intention of him doing. Many times a person doesn't realize his own intention himself. For example, you are giving a beggar money, and you might just think that I'm giving him to please Allah. But you hardly thought of pleasing Allah. You were just getting rid of him. He's pestering you. He's knocking on your car window all the time. And you say, just let me get rid of him. And you just give him something. So we don't know our own intentions as much as Allah knows our intentions for what we are doing. For that reason also, we have to work on our intentions that they become sincerely for Allah Ta'ala. Whether we are doing anything, is it just for our own self, our own pleasure, or are we doing it for Allah? For example, are we doing it to gain Jannat, or are we doing it for the pleasure of Allah? Though it is permissible to do it to gain Jannat, but the highest is that we do it only for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. So that also needs continuous effort, then these realizations will come within a person.